Okay. Got the gavel out.
I like that thing.
I talked to a guy yesterday that was in the
appreciation.
Said he came out of the jungle as a ranger unit and said just as they into a forward fire unit, just as the big gun went off. But he couldn't hear for 3 days.
Okay. All right. I had an agenda at the beginning of this.
When they took it. Okay. Did you take that one? What did I do with it?
All right. I sent an agenda. Then we had it published, and you've all seen it, so we need a motion to accept. If you have any additions to the agenda that you want to make, no additions, a motion to accept the agenda.
I make a motion to accept the agenda as written.
I second.
Who gets second? Who's first?
Rudy. Okay.
Okay, public comments. Lauren, you got anything to say?
Nope.
Okay, we discussed a couple of things in the executive session, primarily about the payment for firefighters that leave, you know, out of going to work for the Forest Service and the system and what we're going to use to pay them. There was a discussion about the trash and how to, you know, clean up the ice and do some other things maybe about the ice. And everything seems to be running along pretty well. And because of that, we have very short board meetings if you don't have long president's report. So I have nothing more. Russ, you presented us the minutes.
Yeah, November minutes were out to the board. With the audio file. Treasurer's report is already out there. No corrections received. I'll also need up there mailing data out for the November newsletter.
Yes. Do we have a motion for accept the minutes? Dispense with the reading of the minutes?
I'll make a motion to accept both the President's report and to dispense with the reading of the minutes.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Did you not get yours in the mail?
I believe I did.
Okay.
Number 10.
Fire Chief report. In the absence of the Fire Chief.
Do you not want to do the treasurer's report?
Oh, I always forget something.
Oh. Yeah, the guy in charge of the money has to report.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Steve.
First of all, did everybody get a copy by email?
Yes.
Good.
Okay. All right. On the balance sheet, I think everybody noticed that there was a drop of about $26,500. Everybody knows that's the water tender, the check that we wrote. So therefore, the assets dropped down by that amount. But other than that, the balance sheet continues to look very, very strong. Nothing significant there. November results, a little bit anemic. Gross profit based on contributions and fundraising events. Came in right at about $1,000 versus a budget of a little over $2,000. So we were about $1,000 shy of the budget. However, on the expense side, once again, Rossi did a nice job of managing the majority of the expenses. Nothing truly significant. He did have one large expenditure of $848 for uniform, but it's budgeted for, so we'll catch up with that big expense later on in the year. Total expenses came in at about $2,400. The budget was just slightly under $9,000, so we were favorable to budget. Our net income, likewise, favorable to budget. Year-to-date, we're running favorable to budget. Our gross profit is $9,000, favorable to budget. And our total expenses are $12,000 below budget, leaving us with net income of $21,000 favorable to budget. That's it. Anybody have any questions?
There was an email about a NAPA bill. Was that?
A NAPA?
A NAPA bill, National Associated Parks, the Park Store. I thought Adam had... Oh, okay.
That was while you were maybe in Texas?
It could, I know that there was, I know that there was one expenditure that Roger had while I was in Dallas that I was able to jump on and get to add him to help out. And I did notice the 848, which I talked to Roger about just to make sure that that was something that was approved.
Right. I think that
I think
it may have been an issue with Roger's credit card. We know we did move this with a BMO.
Yeah.
And there was something that happened that there was a NAPA bill that needed to be. He had submitted a NAPA bill.
I was in Adam's office yesterday, and I asked him if we were caught up and in good shape, and
okay.
he said yes. So
okay.
whatever it might have been, obviously
okay.
got cleared up.
Okay.
By the way, Adam's office over at Shute and Hilgendorf is relocating.
Right.
They're relocating. We should get a memo, a letter from them. Mm-hmm. They're relocating in about another week. Just down the street. They're going maybe a mile and a half down the road.
I suspect you may be the only guy that's ever been to his office.
Could be.
Oh, yeah,
that's right. When you were coming on as a signee, yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be in Santa Fe Springs. It's on Willow Creek.
Yeah, there we go.
He sent an email.
Yeah, just down the road. It's still very accessible.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions for the treasurer? I have a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Make a motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Second.
Rudy, second.
Speak up, Rudy.
Okay. Any discussion on the treasurer's report? Okay. Well, we should have some income start to come show up.
With the newsletter. Yeah.
We'll talk
absolutely.
About this later.
And then I got samples. I brought in two samples of the new donation cards for 2016,
okay.
which I delivered to Adam yesterday.
Okay.
So he'll be good to go in a couple of weeks.
All right. Well, all in favor of approving the treasurer's report, say aye.
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 Oh, now it's the fire chief's report. He sent the email around. Did he send an updated one by chance?
Yes. Not as of this morning.
I understand that there may have been a helicopter landing here from something. I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I was there.
Okay.
It was a helicopter, VVAC.
Was the fire department involved?
Yeah.
As a call?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was a construction project accident, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, but that's not listed here in his call, so it'll be next month. Okay.
Just say it was a bad day.
Yeah.
Super serious?
Yeah, it was. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. In his report, there's no calls, but apparently, obviously, there was the medical call and taken care of. New water, tender orientation, and rescue of 81, refresher and basic support about non-medically trained personnel can provide to asset medics and EMTs during calls. And he has one new recruit who is a full-time resident and has come to three straight trainings. He's talked about this guy before, that he knew that he had a guy that was a full-time resident, has expressed an interest, and apparently he's, really stepping up. And they went to the Christmas parade. Larry Markham and Scott Phillips drove 85. There you go. Okay. The new tender has been delivered. Thanks to everybody who helped. Specifically mentions me, Dan Houck and Todd, not to mention Mark Herron, Burrell, and the group on the Big Bug who delivered the big percentage of the cost. And then we spent far less than we expected. I think he was estimating 45,000, and this came in at 26, I think.
Yeah, 26.5. 26.5.
There was a maintenance issue with the tender related to having taken off the front sprayer, and he will address that. And they've donated Patrol 84 to Cherry, and they were very happy. He uses a big word, ecstatic, to receive the truck. The next meeting for the Western Yavapai Fire Chiefs is December 17th. They're now quarterly with December as an exception to hold elections. The garage door openers were replaced.
Serviced and repaired.
Some electrical work was done. Dan D. can explain if need be. So.
All of them.
Service. Yeah.
Three out of four had their sprockets replaced.
Yeah.
They were shredded.
Yeah. It's been a long time since any of that work was done.
They don't think it was ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And how about the wheels on those? They did really the work with the wheels and things?
Those aren't on the sprockets. The teeth were all snagged.
Okay.
So there was, I haven't even got the bill yet, but I don't think it's going to be terrible. But it's going to be here for about 4 hours.
Okay. And they did that quick. They came quickly.
They had to do a turnaround because they came out and realized it was more than they had on stock in the truck, so
right.
They had to make a second
call. Okay.
But yeah, but it was a...
But they responded quick to the first call.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. And then he asked about the follow-up on the couple that they used have asked to use the parking lot a couple of times for weddings and things. And the answer to that is that they do not do it as a commercial basis. They had a friend who couldn't afford to rent a hall, and they just offered their house, and that was what was going on. They don't anticipate any future events there like that. If they do, if something comes up, they'll call and ask, and Roger can make a decision on an as-needed basis. If it's going to interfere with anything he has going on.
A side note, to backtrack one step, is that Dan Hawk probably saved the department from burning down.
Mm-hmm.
You notice the ballast was sparking, or the light was sparking up here. You smelled it, the ozone and everything. So he had killed the breaker. And then when Ross from Carson Electric came out, he said, oh, yeah, this could have been bad. It was fried all the time. They clean out. They basically replaced all the guests of the entire light.
That was a different issue than the...
that was different than the...
Okay, how about the other lights? Do they need to be serviced?
No, he didn't see anything. Dan wanted to do there's some issues with something where if they put too much load on one of the circuits, but I don't remember exactly which one it was. It was killing it. It had something to do
13.
With the automatic switch over here. That the manual automatic switch just switched from the regular server to a generator. That thing was put on the side. So he switched everything. At Dan's request, they switched everything around.
The transfer switch?
Yeah.
That's a circuit we blow every time with pancake breakfast.
Yeah,
13, so.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
So he fixed that. He switched them around so it shouldn't do it. Okay, he switched them around.
Are the other ballast or the other fluorescent lights okay? Is it something that visibly you can pull the cover off and take a look and see?
I don't think so. This is definitely fried up there.
Okay, but you say they didn't recommend that we get some revolver lights?
He didn't
lights.
Say anything about it, no.
Electrician, say, oh my gosh, they're all bad?
It's an issue everywhere.
Okay.
And I remember and he said, no, it's just obviously this thing.
Well,
because this is one of the lights that's left on all the time.
All right, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the one that's on at one initial row in the
okay.
Side.
Under committee reports, you would deal with maintenance. Huh? We did the fire chief's report. We moved a second. How about all?
Aye.
All in favor of the
second
fire chief's report? Okay. Thank you, Terry, for keeping me online. Okay, the committee reports will talk about building maintenance. That's a good point. You know, it's been a long time since anybody's done much of anything like that. So if you want anything that you think that you need or can catch up on.
Good morning.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
So the preventative maintenance side of things, Dan's kind of signed on for that. So do it because it needs to be done. We don't want to shirk $10 when.
Well, they come out, they service, with the fire, with the overhead, they service the doors, all the spraying.
Right.
I mean, they tightened, adjusted, tuned it. He was here for a long time.
Yeah. It's interesting that ballast would act like that, and if they're all old, they're all the same age, it might not be a bad idea to have them come and do it.
I agree.
Yeah.
With that. Call Ross out, too.
I'll call and ask him what he thinks.
Would you think it's worth it to come out and take care of it, we'll
see what it says. Sure. Okay. All right. The old business is a fall newsletter. Mm-hmm. Rudy just passed it back down here. You've gotten it. You guys get hard copy? Did you get a hard copy?
I haven't seen a hard copy yet, obviously.
Catch up with your address from the...
Could be because of the new house, switching over that might have gone to the old address. But,
right.
I don't know what address.
Well, I got mine yesterday.
You got yours, It should be on the web now, then, once it's been delivered, once Chris gets his, I told him to go ahead and put it on. I like to wait till at least they get the hard copy and have a chance to read it, and then we'll put it online. Dan, did you get yours in the mail?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, it is what it is. It's there.
any thoughts on the newsletter? Greg and Lonnie do a great job with this thing, and try to get some input from individuals and pictures. And so whatever we got, we try to put in there something about it. So
I thought it was a very good newsletter, and I thought that Mark Herron's edition was good, and the fact that we placed it in a more strategic location.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and the pictures of the animals and things like that, are helpful. I think hopefully we can do that, continue to do that, start to get the idea, people realize that we're, wanting them to have some input, because people are seeing all kinds of stuff that we don't see.
Well, I think it's just one more step towards getting complete support from the community getting everybody on a positive
note. Okay, under new business, policies and procedure. I guess I forgot that Roger wasn't going to be here, but I think we need to address, the policy and procedure manual. I know they're working on it, that he and Mark Keegan have been working on it. We haven't had much of a report back from him about that, but I think given the circumstance with Scott Phillips and the going out and coming, costing money to send a firefighter out, that we need to have a procedure in place to deal with that. So we'll just table this until next week. It'll be old business next month rather than new business, unless you have some other thoughts about the policies and procedures.
I have a question.
Yeah.
New business, if we're done with that one.
Yeah.
Maybe I missed it. Did that generator ever get resolved? LP or electric?
No.
Or is it workable, operational, functional?
The generator. That's a good point.
Could I interject in there?
No.
It's a question.
Ha! What?
Don't screw
on another snowball?
I, after last month's meeting, I talked to Roger about that. I gave him information. My cousin owns a generator company. It's a Generac company in Glendale.
Okay.
And he's the one that installed my generator, and I had him up here about a month ago doing some service on it, and I knew the department was considering it, and I asked him if he would be interested in doing business up here, and he said, that's what I do.
Okay.
So, and I've got a 20 kW propane fired, and that's big enough to haul everything, and Roger said he would get in touch with my cousin Bob, and they'd figure out the load that was required, the size that would be required, and then give us a price.
Okay.
Now, whether Rogers had time to do that or not, I don't know.
Okay.
I can actually answer on that. We actually talked about that at length with Ross, because Dan Hawk and I actually happen to agree with Dan on this, is that I think too, we need something at the back of here. Granted, the power is not, and Rogers take on it to me has always been that he says, well, we don't lose the power like we did. We used to all the time, and we don't have it happen as much anymore. APS got their act together up here for the most part. So I don't think it's worth the money. And so then I said, and they said, he had mentioned something last time I talked to him about this. It's been months. But he had mentioned something about looking into getting that other old one serviced or something like that, or looking into what that would entail. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll leave it alone. But then I talked about it with Dan and Ross. They recommended. Ross felt it would be, a 20K would be perfect for the station. It would be able to handle the radios, the pumps, the pumps of water. The radios and the pumps are the most important thing, according to Dan Hawk.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
20K,
well, then why don't you work with Roger, and then let's...
I can.
Then let's get this thing, as part of the building maintenance.
But I had this before, and brought it to him, and he said, now let's pull up.
Okay.
Do you remember how much it was for?
It was kind of high. It was probably about 8-10 grand.
Yeah, and this generator, people have messed with it over the years, and I don't know if it's even salvageable anymore.
It's got a gas line attached to it that has been cut off.
Okay.
As old as that is, and there are so many with propane and natural gas inside, they're simple, but they're complex. Mm-hmm. And you start letting them go to hot.
Okay. If that's the case, then why don't you just talk to Roger, tell him that the sense of the board is that we think it would be a good idea to have it, and work with him and work with whoever, his cousin or Ross or whoever it needs to be, get it resolved. Because we've been kicking this down the road for a couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. And 10,000 seems high.
The only thing was we were talking about, we can talk about it later, but it was relocated, it had to be over here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be right back here.
They have a gas line over there, so they can make a propane,
right,
the gas line is there.
And then we could tap into that. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Sure. So, okay,
the gas
so.
The company will do that.
Right.
Yeah.
They will do that. They'll run pipe for you and everything.
Sure. Okay. So, let's get this thing done. You know, we've been kicking it down the road ever since Rudy built the building out there. So, okay. Anything else for new business? Anything else that people are thinking about what needs to be done? Okay. Community announcements, Firewise, WCAA. Lauren, you have any announcements that you want to make, or are you just...
Not really.
Okay. Other than you got the $25,000
grant? I know that we do have another grant.
You got the grant for $25,000?
Yeah, we're working on two of them right now.
Okay, and working on two more grants or two more...
No, I've got two grants in force.
Okay.
Good for you. That's great.
All right.
We don't have much for Trevor.
Okay, this grant is for properties, right? Not so much for Trevor.
The emphasis on home ignition zone, education.
Okay. I think that you could probably convince this board to help you fund a chipper day.
The one we had in the spring, we had $17,000 in the budget. We spent $12,000 of it.
So you got five left, or
we've got five left and a little bit of donations. So what we'll have this spring will be very abbreviated.
Okay. We'll address that in a minute, if that's okay. And, okay, and then there's the public forum. Any other announcements about events that are happening, WCAA, anything that's going on?
No.
Okay. Public forum, you have something else to say to talk to the board about, you know, come to breakfast on Mondays, anything like that?
No.
Okay. Bill?
No.
Okay. Okay. Brief board discussion about the public comments. Lauren's, you know, indicated that they're having trouble, not having trouble, they just don't necessarily have funds allocated for a chipper day. I personally think the chipper day is very important. I think we're in good enough financial position that we can certainly consider, you know, a $12,000 expense, certainly a $7,000 expense to make this work. And if, Russ, what do you think?
No, I agree. Considering the last ones that we've had, the response from the community has been great. Anything that saves the properties out here, we can afford it. We should do it.
I think if Lauren has $5,000 carryover from last year's budget, I think certainly $12,000 total. Our contribution $7,000 is reasonable.
I agree. That's a wonderful. Is it what it could cost $12,000 again, Lauren? You think?
Sorry?
Would it cost $12,000 again next year?
No. You see, we didn't have anything in 2014. So we had a 2 month long event in 2015.
Okay.
A lot of stuff. And I don't anticipate it being that large. We can run it for 4 weeks and be done with it.
I can duplicate what we did last year.
You want to do it again? Duplicated.
I could duplicate off my property I did last year.
So it wouldn't exceed $12,000.
Really?
Right?
Well, it wouldn't, but even if it did. So, say if we allocated $10,000, he's got five, it'd be $15,000. That would be way more than what we needed. You know, rather than say, okay, $7,000, then you have to come back and say, oh, it's going to cost more than $7,000.
There's a massive fuel load up there. So anything to chip away at it, this is definitely worth it.
Yeah, I agree
completely. We've had so much wind up there the last few months.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of down timber up on Big Buck.
Okay. I'm in the mode that I'd like to discuss an idea and then we do it next month. Or if you want to do it now, you overrid me last month in terms of making a decision at the same meeting that you get the idea presented to you, so you have an opportunity to think about it. If you don't think you're going to be
there. Well, we have a couple of key members that aren't here. Members of.
But the majority of the board is in agreement already. So
is it
urgent?
It's not really urgent, but if you're going to do it, he needs to start laying the plans to be able to say, okay, what's the time period we're going to do this? If you're going to try to do it before the fire season starts, or are you going to do it in August? You know, when would be the best time to do it? So I think that if the sense is that we're going to commit $10,000 is my recommendation. Then we can do it now or we can do it next month.
Commit up to $10,000?
Up to $10,000, right.
I don't like to chew my cabbage twice.
I know. Anybody else? I have a motion. You didn't give me a motion.
I make a motion that we provide up to $10,000 maximum for chipper day to run the chipper. That was a lousy motion, but
okay.
Awesome. We end up with
say Rudy. Okay, Terry moves to provide FireWise, right?
Yes.
Up to $10,000 for a chipper day to be held at the Walker Fire Protection Association property.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. Rudy seconds.
Chipping Hall.
Okay.
There we go.
Who's provide $10,000? I'm going to take the up to out. $10,000 for Chipping Hall.
No, let's leave it up to maximum.
I think we want to keep it.
Right.
We have to come back if we want more.
Yeah.
All right, if we need more.
Or less.
Okay. We have the wording right?
Yes.
Read it back to us.
Motion to provide FireWise up to $10,000 maximum for the Chipping Hall to be held at WFPA property.
In 2016.
That's right.
Okay, it's been moved, seconded, amended, and accepted. The amendment's been accepted by the mover. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. All right. Lauren, set it up if you like, if you don't mind.
Last year we started it on March the 13th. We ended on May the 23rd. We wanted to get it cleaned up in time to use the parking lot for the annual meeting.
Okay. And so you want to just schedule it for the Saturday, weekend before the annual meeting?
Yeah, we'll have it cleaned up before the weekend before.
Okay, so that's you want to do it the weekend before Memorial Day then? Is that basically?
That would be the maximum, yes.
They'd be done by then.
Yeah.
So when would you ship?
Last year we thought, or not spring, we thought that March 13th might be a little early to start.
They were dropping stuff March 1st.
They started coming in before March 13th.
Yeah. As soon as you said we're going to do it, they started dumping crap.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Looks to me like Memorial Day will be the 30th, right? And the 28th. 29th, and then the 21st, 22nd, if you did it the week, 2 weeks before, so you'd have a week to clean up, whatever you're going to do, do it on the 14th,
14th
March or 1st, or whatever.
Yeah.
Start at the first weekend of March.
Yeah, we'll just start the middle of March and the middle of May.
Well, you give us,
that'll give us a little bit of clean things up.
Okay, if you want to, you know, sit down, put pen to paper, put some thought to it, let us know what it is you want, we'll make the announcement. Should we make the announcement before March or wait until February? So, because once people get the announcement, they start dumping stuff. It's a trouble.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't think we want more complaints from the neighborhood that we're just dumping stuff out there.
I agree.
Okay.
I'll be sending out a FireWise newsletter anyway.
When are you going to send that?
It's in the spring. I don't
know. Okay. So it would be.
It's in April. No, it's earlier than that.
Okay.
I used it last year to announce it.
Oh, we have several meetings between. We have January, February. So by February we should know when and if we're going to. If we're going to do it, we just didn't know exactly when. So
we need to line up and confirm the schedule with the county.
Right.
And use our grinder again.
Okay.
And the roll-off company. And
so okay. All right. So I think. Good.
Yeah, very good.
Okay. And I think that's good use of our money. And okay. Any other board comments? Have a motion to
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Adios, amigo.